Yeah, welcome back. It's 7:23 on WGNU. Let me give out the phone numbers here for people to call in. It's 314-454-0400 in St. Louis. And you can call toll-free 1-877-920-WGNU. Let's go to another call here. Bill, you're on WGNU. What's on your mind?
Hey, Lloyd, how you doing?
Well, hey.
Welcome to St. Louis Radio, huh?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hey, I tell you what, WGNU just went up a notch as far as my favorite radio station now. Lloyd, I have a quick question.
Well, don't mention the others, okay?
Pardon me?
No, I said don't mention the others.
Oh, but, yeah.
yeah.
Lloyd, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Something that I think you'll be interested in explaining. The principle of incorporation, as far as the Constitution is concerned, I understand that there was some principle about whereby a constitutional right can be basically controlled or overturned by a state until the Supreme Court officially incorporates it. Can you explain this to me, Lloyd? Because I have trouble understanding how a state can, for example, overturn Second Amendment protections because they're a state.
I'm not going to claim to be total expert here, but the key is what you hear and you're taught from high school, I guess, that the First Amendment applies, and it's because of the First Amendment, for example, that the city of Florissant can't put a Christmas tree out on their property.
Okay.
And that's a violation of freedom of religion in the Establishment Clause in the First Amendment. Now, the First Amendment reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Yes.
The city of Florissant is not Congress.
Agreed.
So one wonders, how can they violate the First Amendment?
Good question.
They can't.
Okay.
They cannot. What the courts have done is use, actually, and it's called the incorporation doctrine, and I'm not an attorney, so I don't want to, so I just play one on the radio sometimes. But they use a due process clause, which appears in the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. And they argue that that due process has incorporated the Bill of Rights. And that is basically what the city of Florissant and other government entities are violating. This doctrine really originates after the Civil War, since the 14th Amendment came after the Civil War, and into the 1890s. It is actually the same doctrine that's the basis for Roe v. Wade. And strangely enough, it was the basis for the Dred Scott decision back in 1857.
Well, for example, a city like New York ban the possession, the keeping, and the bearing of arms, okay, and get away with it.
You mean why doesn't the Second Amendment apply there?
Exactly. Well, how can I thought the Constitution, according to Article 7, was the supreme law of the land, and it was over all states and all constitutions of the states, and every official who's elected has to swear to uphold and defend it. How can cities like New York get away with such things?
In my opinion, the Second Amendment was not meant to apply to states or municipalities. It, like the First Amendment, was originally intended to apply only to the federal government. So that a law against handguns or any type of gun, I guess, that was federal would violate the Second Amendment. But a law passed by a state or municipality would not, according to the original intent, violate the Second Amendment. I can tell you what I consider definitive, and that's at the time that the Constitution was written, you've got to remember this country had slavery.
Yes.
Okay. Did slaves have a right to bear arms?
According to the, they didn't have the right until they were declared to be a full person. I believe there's the three-fifths clause.
Now, slaves are
crime.
Slaves are consistently referred to as persons in the Constitution. That is true.
Yeah.
And that's why, if you assume that the Second Amendment applies to all people, it would have applied to slaves as well. And that's sort of how I would conclude that the Second Amendment did not apply to states, because states could clearly and did clearly prohibit slaves from owning weapons.
So in other words, if there's no prohibition, in the state constitution, the federal constitution don't matter.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that the Second Amendment prohibits Congress from regulating weapons. It does not prohibit states.
Well, let me ask you about that, though. It does say in Article 7 of the Constitution that they have that every elected official of states as well as federal have to swear to uphold and defend it, and it says the laws and the constitutions of those other of the states notwithstanding. In other words, the supreme law of the land says they can't do it. This is what drives me nuts about constitutional law, the way it's been turned on its head.
Yeah, well, it clearly has been turned on its head, and there's many reasons. This could go on quite some time, at least my perspective. I share your frustration, and the bottom line is probably it is very difficult to pick up the Constitution, read it, and say where it applies.
Well, at the very least, let's say I am carrying a gun, okay, on me, and it's concealed, and I'm in the state of Vermont, where it's perfectly legal to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I move to St. Louis, and all of a sudden it's illegal because it's concealed. I move to New York, and all of a sudden it's illegal because I'm forbidden from having it.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that say about the 14th Amendment, that all states are to make sure that everyone has equal protection under the laws?
I don't think it violates equal protection, because the Equal Protection Clause requires the state to apply the laws equally to all their citizens, and particularly between black and white, which was really its original intent in the 14th, was you had freed slaves, and they wanted the laws to apply equally for them as everyone else. So I don't think the state of Missouri can pass a law and say, okay, you whites can own a gun, but you blacks cannot. But as long as they apply that law equally, it doesn't mean that the state of New York has to have the same laws as the state of Missouri, because it really does not. And those laws can vary between states, and they did at the time the Constitution was written, and it's okay if they do now. I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.